Today on the Pageant Cast, we have Phaedra Pistone. She is Mrs. North Carolina United States 2017. Today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
I'm Skylar Witte, Miss Wisconsin USA 2017, and you are watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Let's welcome your host, Tim Kretschmann.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann. So pleased that you could join us because we have a great show lined up for you tonight. Because in the other room, we have the fabulous, the wonderful, and the beautiful Phaedra Pistone, Mrs. North Carolina, United States. Hello, Phaedra.
Hello, how are you?
I am fantastic. So good to get to see you. I was reminiscing with you before the program. You have actually been on the show, I'm not going to say ages ago, because I'm not going to say such a thing, but you were early on in the Pageant Cast run. You were in episode number 45 on the show, and now we're closing in on 500. So it's been a while, and now you're here tonight, and you're calling us from North Carolina, is that correct?
Correct. I am in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Okay, and actually, I can't say calling, right? We're Skyping.
Yeah, video chatting.
We're video chat. Oh, aren't we Jetsons? And we're also broadcasting live on YouTube at the same time. Back when we did our first show, this would be impossible. This was not possible then. And we've come a long way, like you said, kind of stepped up the game as we went along. Well, I guess, Phaedra, one of the things I want to ask you about first is your pageantcedents. What are some of the past pageants that you've been involved in?
Probably the last ones that I've done as a married lady, or recent to last that I've done, I competed in the Mrs. America system a couple years ago. I did that. And prior to that, I was in more of the Mrs. or Miss pageant system. So this is kind of like my newly married thing. My husband's not 100% keen on it, but you know what? He's supporting me and he's there. It takes a lot of effort and time, and you know, once you're married, you have a family and other things to deal with, but it's been fun, to say the least.
Well, fantastic. What is it? What got you started in pageants to begin with?
When I was younger, actually my mother, I'm not sure if she's listening, if you are, hi mom. It was my mom. We have like a hometown pageant called Soldiers Reunion, a big pageant that everybody comes out to do every summer right before school starts. And my mom thought it'd be a great idea. I have two other sisters, an older sister and a younger sister. And she thought it would be such a great idea to put us in this pageant that everybody did. And so that's kind of how I got started. Learned a lot of things along the way, and it, you know, everything is a stepping stone to where you are today. So thankfully my mother did do that, and here I am today with being Mrs. North Carolina, United States. It's so exciting that it almost brings me to tears sometimes when I think about it, but I'm here.
So what do you think, what is it about pageants that kept you coming back for more?
You know, I think one thing is meeting the contestants, getting, you know, fashion for sure, because me owning a bridal shop and loving, you know, just attire of wedding gowns and pageantry gowns. That was probably the second biggest thing. And then, you know, just getting out there, meeting new people, you know, learning different things. It's always a new challenge, I feel like, too. So it's just something that you can take with you, like, oh, check it off. Like, I did this, and move on and go to the next chapter. So just a challenge, fun, getting to know people, experiencing something new.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned it, so I'm going to bring it up. You have a formal gown shop. Tell us about it.
So it'll be 9 years this August that I've owned Classic Bride and Formals. We started in a small, tiny little closet in downtown Davidson. And from there, we grew. Like, I was there for a couple years and realized that I could only take one person at a time. We were doing alterations. We were trying to see brides. We were trying to do bridesmaids. And it was just too small. And I was like, if this is ever going to grow, I'm going to have to move. And just kind of searched around the area to try to find something different, because I'm not the type of box store. I want something different. So I look for a house. And thankfully, I found a house in Cornelius that was just one exit up, and have been there ever since. And it'll be 9 years this August. It's hard to believe. I'm like, wow, I've been doing this for 9 years, but it's awesome.
What was that always a dream you wanted to do? Or
it was. I always wanted to own my own business. And then, you know, loving pageantry and pageant gowns and stuff, I'm like, you know, I'd love to have something with that. Wasn't sure what it would be, and just stumbled upon Classic Bride Informals and just made it into the dream that I've dreamt and wanted to have.
That's absolutely great. Now, let's talk about your platform. You have a very interesting platform that I think people are going to be wanting to hear more about, because I never heard of this before. Here, I'll give you the whole picture here. Yes, we can see it. It says okay. Red slippers, and I think that's in pink pearls.
Yes.
There we go. What is it, though?
So what it is, I've been working with a place called the Hope House, and the Hope House is a situational homeless home in Huntersville, North Carolina. And what I mean by situation, meaning just for an example, like say if my girlfriend went home tonight and her and her husband are having financial difficulty and they're paying for all these medical bills, or she finds herself on hardship and you know, she can't do it anymore, and she's living paycheck to paycheck and she needs somewhere to go. This house will take her in, help her as a stepping stone for up to 6 months, and get her back on her feet so that she can live, you know, successfully and, you know, rebuild herself for a time being. So with that being said, I had that. But then back in November, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I didn't want to leave the Hope House behind, but I felt like I had a new mission. So I kind of added pink pearls on there. I didn't want to do the pink ribbon because everyone's done the pink ribbon. So I was like, what can we do? And actually a friend of mine helped me come up with this. And it's an initiative to assist homeless breast cancer patients. So, you know, it's just something that we can help these ladies, because they're not even thinking about getting breast cancer screening. They're worried about, where am I going to sleep tonight? You know, where am I going to get my next meal? And so I just want to bring it together, create awareness, and, you know, let these ladies know there is help and there is hope out there.
That's fantastic. And is there some place where people can learn more about the platform?
They can follow me on my journey on my Facebook page and on Mrs. North Carolina United States. This is all very new, all trying to come together for me. But my main source is the Hope House Foundation in Huntersville. So if anyone, you know, wants to donate or wants to come out and check it out and see the women that are involved, the Hope House Foundation, but they can, you know, message me and I'm happy to put them in contact with them.
Fantastic. And we'll put links to all that in the show notes while when the program comes out. I'm not going to do it while we're live, folks.
Okay.
I'm pretty good, but I'm not that good. And we got a bunch of people watching, but they're all very shy. They're not going into the chat room right now.
You guys, come on. I'm sitting here doing this. You have to help me out. Okay, I'm a little nervous. I feel like this is good practice for the national pageant. So
it happens. It happens. So tell me, are there any publications, any websites that you use to keep up on pageants?
Oh, well, definitely yours, pageantcast.com.
Oh, hold that. There we go.
Yes. you know, and I've just followed you ever since from before. I'm like, when can I call to him again? When can I talk to him? Pageantcast is definitely number one. Pageant Planet is another one that I usually visit. other than that, you know, Facebook is such a great resource to throw your questions out there and get some answers back.
Yeah, Stephen Roddy does a great job with Pageant Planet. I'm a huge fan of his site. There's a lot of sites. I was thinking about this the other day when I started the show, and I've been doing this now for over 10 years. There are a lot of websites that have come and gone over that period of time. But there are a few things that have maintained over all the years. Obviously, Pageantry Magazine has been out there forever, and they do a very nice job covering all the pageants, not just, you know, like 4 points is just the Miss America system. You know, there's publications like that as well, but it's nice to see them. If you're competing in one pageant, it's good to get the depth, but... It's nice to see what's going on around all pageantry. So I have somebody that is a fashion expert on the line. I have to ask, what's next in pageant fashion that's coming around the corner? What have you been seeing?
You know, I'm kind of a little rusty to that, but in my opinion, you know, just seeing for me, I like to see the off-the-shoulders, an open slit in the front. I like to see some color, bright colors, pop of color instead of your whites, your lighter tone dresses. So in my opinion, and I also went to market in April, so we did get to see some of the new designs coming out for this fall. And a lot of stuff that we saw were pops of color, not as much beading, you know, just kind of simple but elegant, really pretty things.
Yeah, I've noticed they move slowly away from the you can only win in a white gown thing that was prevalent back in the previous decade. That just seemed to be overwhelming. It was like, you can't win if you don't wear white. Well,
that's true.
That was true because everyone wore white. So it was going to be somebody that wore white because there was no other color worn. And it was just ridiculous. And people say, well, look, I got proof. And it's like, no, you don't. You're a dick.
Right.
Yeah, don't do this, you moron. I was always, I'm a very forgiving person.
I love it.
You know what it's time for? I know you're excited about that. It's time for show and tell. It's time we get out the blackboard. I'm going to write in my very good handwriting, show and tell.
Awesome.
Okay, what have you brought for us to see today, Phaedra?
So, I brought my, wish it was first, but that's okay. You know, you got to start from the bottom, work to the top sometimes. I have, if you can see, it is my second place medal for my second 5K run that I've ran within the last 6 months, and I've done them both with my sister. So this means a lot, not only for breast cancer, but also being able to do these things with my sister. So super cool.
Fantastic. That is really awesome. And I was telling you beforehand, I don't think I could walk 5K I could. If there were lots of places to sit down and look at, like, water fountains and, you know, you have a drink, you know, that sort of thing.
They have water along the way.
Or if they put roller coasters strategically along the route, then I could just go from line to line. I'd do 5K easy that way. Easy. All right. Well, we're at the end of the first episode that we're shooting here tonight. So one of the things I like to do is get the best pageant wave that I can from our contestant. So you're a well-known pageant participant. You've got this down. Let's see your best pageant wave. By the way, I'm going to grade you.
Do you want the serious wave or do you want the funny wave?
I want the funny wave because the serious wave I've seen a million times.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
Is that
what? Yes. Are you washing a car? What is that?
Yes. You know, you kind of got to move your head and look at everyone, so you have to move your hand with it.
It almost looks like seaweed in the water. Just go.
Getting my exercise while I'm doing it.
I could see Ariel doing this, you know.
Yeah, I like that. I'm good with that.
Fantastic.
Now, can't be so serious all the time, right?
Well, exactly. I always get a kick out of the queen wave, as I like to call it. That thing, it's pompous. It's the version of pompous that a wave can be.
That? Nobody waves like that.
No, Queen Elizabeth waved like that. You know, that sort of stuff. But she might have a reason. She actually is a queen.
Maybe her hands hurt.
Well, and frankly, she's from the UK. We're expecting a little pompous.
Oh, I didn't say it. You did.
I did. You can send the hate mail. We actually have a lot of UK viewers these days. Anyway, thank you so much. There we go. All right. At the end of the show, I like to say Tierra Dreams. So if you would join me, Phaedra, in Tierra Dreams, everybody.
Tierra Dreams.
Submitting material to the Pageant Cast is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Come up with an idea. We know you have some. An appearance? A crowning? Record a brief video on your phone or webcam and remember to include your title and name. Send it to submit@pageantcast.com. Videos are best, as we are a video show after all, but we do take photos and stories. Get yours in now before the competition for space gets too big. We want your submissions.
You.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.